Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Night Rider, the Rough Rider. Tonight's topic, John Boehner gets bonered today. Let's get right to it. GOP House Speaker John Boehner capitulated this morning as he announced his resignation as House Speaker effective October 30th. The Boehner man finally met reality. And guess what? Reality won, hands down. He had the balls to declare in his afternoon press conference that, of course, he would have survived a no-confidence vote. My ass. He misses the point. It takes, boys and girls, mommies and daddies out there in Facebook land and wherever, 218 votes in the lower house, the House of Representatives of the United States Congress, to one, pass a bill, or two, defeat a bill. John Boehner had long since lost control of the GOP, the Republican Party, House majority, which you need at least a minimum of 218, which constitutes a majority in the House of Representatives, plus the 30 to 40 hardcore ultra-conservative GOP / Republican members. At any given time, 40 to 50 GOP / Republican House conservatives could be assembled to completely stymie any legislation proposed by the House GOP leadership, i.e. House Speaker John Boehner of Cincinnati, Ohio. Was the case this time around. Conservatives had threatened to shut down the government this time around unless Planned Parenthood, wow, of all targets, was defunded. Boehner and his top lieutenants simply did not have the stomach for yet another shutdown. Boehner made that known and even had a caucus this morning with obstinate GOP ultra-conservatives just a day after greeting Pope Francis in Washington, D.C. It was at this caucus that it became clear to Mr. Tan Man, John Boehner, that this unreachable segment of the GOP House membership would hold steady, irregardless of John Boehner as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. They would hold steady and go ahead in spite of all else and do all it could to bring about a government shutdown over the funding of Planned Parenthood. Knowing this close pass or familiarity or presence with the sacred, i.e. Pope Francis, who had come to Washington, D.C., and apparently late Thursday afternoon on the steps of the House of Representatives had approached the House Speaker, John Boehner, and took him by the hand and asked him in no uncertain term for me. It had a profound effect on the GOP House Speaker, John Boehner. In any event, John Boehner's House Speakership has been the most obstreperous and unproductive House of Representatives in U.S. political history. He has lost on Obamacare, DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, you know, for the military, that went down to a flaming defeat. Gay marriage, I believe the Supreme Court in June, affirmative, against the Republicans and in favor of marriage for any and all, gay or straight. He has lost on climate change. He has lost on the Iranian nuclear deal. The Obama administration and Iran have reached a complete agreement on that deal, and the International Atomic Energy Commission recently has said that the Iranians are cooperating completely on inspections. He has lost on the Keystone Pipeline, and the GOP stands to lose on immigration reform. Still, John Boehner was a great fundraiser, and he cut quite a figure on the golf course and in D.C. watering holes. Have another Merlot, John. Well, that goes for another Rough Riders radio episode. September 25th, 2015. Thank you all for listening. This is the old Rough Rider himself. We're rounding third and heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but y'all decide.